This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People. Mill Powell grew up on the Canadian side of Saginaw Lake on what was once known as Powell's Bay. The Powell family can be traced back to the Saginaw area for over six generations.
Tell me a little bit about Tempest.
Tempest lived up with my grandparents. She had three daughters.
Where did they live on Sag?
They lived on Saginaw. For many years. And then I think it was the early 50s. 1952, they were still living up in Saginaw.
So your uncle, Frank, he had a lodge up there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He had a lodge named Green Forest Lodge. And he had three girls and a boy. And he was also a bush pilot.
That was pretty unusual, I bet.
The unusual part of it is my dad and my Uncle Bill and Frank, they went to Ely and they bought an airplane. None of them knew how to fly. Between the three of them, Dad said he didn't want to fly it. Bill didn't want to fly it. Frank said, I'll fly it. So the guy that sold him the plane, I forget what his name was, said, have you got a license? No, he said, just show me how to take this damn thing off and land it. He said, I'll pay for it. That's exactly what he did. He flew up and he landed up and down twice. And he came to Saginaw with an airplane.
I bet people were a little surprised by that.
Oh, yeah. And my grandfather was one of the more surprised. He said, you can find a better way to kill yourself there, sons.
So what happened with the airplane?
Well, that one there, is the fuselage is still up on Saginaw. It's still up on the rocks.
Really?
On a rock pile. And Frank bought another one. He had three planes after that.
So he took to flying.
Oh, yeah.
Where would he go?
He would fly all over the Northwoods. That's before the BWCA or Aquatic Park was so non-motorized. Yeah, he'd go all over.
Now, you mentioned that your dad was a guide in Quetico?
He was a park ranger.
A ranger.
Yeah. My uncle Lawrence Major and my dad they worked together with a head park ranger. That's all I know.
So, did you go to Quetico very often?
Used to go when I was a kid. I'd go out of just canoeing.
Mm-hmm. And you know your way around Quetico.
I know where now, but the lakes that I went through, they had their own names then.
Did you go back ever then, or?
I went back a couple times, but it just didn't suit me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't do what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You'd have to do what they told you to do, which is really no good to me.
So, what was the big difference for you then?
Well, I never did do a motor in the park because you'd have to carry your own gas. So I just by canoe paddled. We'd go over to north of Saginaw and then up to Louise Agnes and then down into Basswood and then back around again. It would take maybe 5-6 days.
And was it you said your grandmother was from Lac La Crosse?
She was, yes. Grandpa was working in a lumber camp in Ely or Basswood. And he teamed up with my grandma. Well, she was banished from the Lac La Croix Indian Reserve because she married a white man.
Okay.
Mary Ottertail. And he was called a squaw man. So he just packed up and left in 1910. Hmm. Moved up on Saginaw. He lived there until, he was 40 years in the woods when he came out that time.
Well, that was in
1960. In 1960, so it must be 19.
When he came down to Grand Marais for the first time in 40 years. I heard it on the radio, and when he came home from work, I said, your grandpa's in town? Just heard on the radio, they said, Jack Powell came out of the woods today for the first time in 40 years.
40 years.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.